Simcoe Fay, Civ Bay. So let's at least, for Civ Bay discusses the different categories of heat that can cause ablia. Here we're talking about actual heat, not kavash kamavushal, maliach, and the other types of halachic heat. We're talking about actual heat. Api halacha, what has the koyach taser? So we have to know, the temperature of the food, of the liquid, whatever it is, and Sayim Mitzad, does it make a difference to even if something is a very hot temperature, makes a difference if it's a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni, these types of things. So we have to talk about that. So first, let me give a little bit of a background. A Kli Rishon means the pot that was on the fire. I cook a pot of chicken soup, so as long as the chicken soup is in that pot that it was cooked in, it's called the Kli Rishon. And the way we paskin, Mikra Adin, for sure, that as long as it's still Yatzei Ledes, which is the halachic gedder of when something is considered hot, it will have the koyach to cook. Let's say for Hilcha Shabbos, not just to cause, there's two things, there's cooking, which let's say affects Hilcha Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook. There's no Isser in Hilcha Shabbos that you can't cause taste to go from one to the other, right? But there's an Isser to cook. So this is considered cooking. If you take something which was not yet cooked and you add it to a pot of chicken soup, that's called, if the chicken soup is Yatzei Ledes, then that hot chicken soup is the koyach to cook the food that you put inside of it. You put a raw potato into that chicken soup, you're cooking the raw potato. It might not be able to cook it enough to make the potato edible, but it's going to be strong enough to have some sort of an effect of bishul on the raw food, and therefore that's not allowed. You're not allowed to put something into, yeah. And for Hilcha Shabbos, this applies even if the pot is off the fire already. You're still not allowed to put a raw food inside. Now, sometimes this is Hilcha Shabbos issues, certain foods you would be allowed to put into because of the rule of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Once something's already cooked, so under certain circumstances, it's not possible. The Isser Bishul doesn't apply to it anymore. It's out of the food because it's already fully cooked, so you can't do any more cooking to it. That would be, you would be allowed to put that into the pot because it's out of the food, it's not cookable anymore. But if it's a raw food, something to which Bishul does apply, so it's not just that you can't put it into the hot water when it's on the fire, you can't put it onto the hot water even once it was removed from the fire. This is called the Kli Rishon, which was removed from the fire. Hus Sermei Yoesh. This is, again, as long as the kant, as long as the food in the pot is Yatzei Ledes, then it could certainly has the koyach to cook. What happens when the food already dropped below Yatzei Ledes, cooled off? So just because this water was already cooked before and is still sitting in the pot that it was cooked in, once it cools down, let's say it cools down completely. You have a chicken soup that you cooked and then you took it off the fire, and Shabbos morning, you know, could you put a raw egg in that chicken soup pot? Why not? It's not going to cook it. It's cold. Okay? So api halacha, once something drops below Yatzei Ledes, so it's cold. So it for sure doesn't have the koyach to cook. So lemaisa, it could be, according to some poskim, there is like a gzeira, a harchaka, not to put things in a Kli Rishon, that things that Bishul applies to, not to put it into a Kli Rishon as long as it's still warm. Even though it dropped below Yatzei Ledes, it doesn't really have the koyach to cook anymore, but as long as it's still warm, we make a harchaka, a gzeira, for a Kli Rishon. Okay? But again, b'yikar adin, we're learning two ikar nekudas. Number one, that a Kli Rishon, that's Yatzei Ledes, can cook. This is the maskana of the poiskim, can cook even when it's off the fire. And that's everybody agrees to, but the maskana of the poiskim is that it can cook min ha-toira. We'll assume that it cooks min ha-toira even when it's off the fire. Okay? And the second point is that the degree of that we learned is that the temperature for it to have the koyach to cook is Yatzei Ledes. Lower than Yatzei Ledes, how much is Yatzei Ledes? So the taich of Yatzei Ledes means that when you put your hand there, your hand is going to, let's say if you stick your hand in the soup, your hand reflexively as like a reaction, you're going to pull your hand away. So maybe you could just give a test. So some people say it's not so good to test it, because when you're testing it, you're like getting yourself ready. And that, when it says Yatzir Led, this means when you're surprised, you have a much lower tolerance. Huh?
No,
so ledus means no, that doesn't mean burn. So ledus means to pull back. Huh? So what's the temperature? If you want to go temperature-wise, so the place can say at around 110 degrees, then you have to be choishish that it's already considered yatzir ledus and has the koyach to do to cause cooking, at least. 212 is boiling. Okay? Boiling is something else. Not always you need boiling. Let's say you want to kasha something, you need boiling. Ma'iler esicha. For this, to cause a transfer of time, you don't need boiling. You need yatzir ledus. So it's about 110 degrees it starts. You have to be choshesh at yatzir ledus. So you have a klivishin off the fire, even off the fire, as long as it's still yatzir ledus, it could cook. Okay? For iser v'heter, for yoredeya, you want to know, you stuck a milchig spoon into the pot of chicken soup, you want to know if the milchig spoon became, you need to kasher it, or if you don't have shishim against the spoon, if the chicken soup became treif, meaning if the time went from the chicken soup to the spoon, or from the spoon to the chicken soup, not negeya to you if it has the koyach to cook. It's not an issue of cooking here anyway, because it's a spoon, right? In this example I just gave, b'chlal, it's clear that the whole issue, in the Hilchos Shabbos, you could do that. You could stick a spoon into a pot of chicken soup that's boiling hot because you're not cooking the spoon. So you see clearly that cooking and causing a transfer of time is not the same thing. Sticking a spoon, the shaila of being allowed to stick a spoon into a hot pot of chicken soup, that's a kli rishon, on Shabbos that's perfectly allowed, because on Shabbos the whole issur is cooking, and you're not cooking the spoon. Whereas in Isser v'Heter, if that's a milchig spoon into chicken soup, forget about whether or not you're cooking or not. You're not cooking anything, but the taste might come out. If it's hot enough, al pi halacha, then the taste could come out, and it'll make your soup aser, make your spoon aser. So we have to know, it's important for us to know, not just bishul, it's important for us to know when there's a blia and a pleita, which means a transfer of time. Pleita was meaning coming out of the spoon, and blia meaning going in to the food or to the spoon, whatever it is. So now, the next thing is, so we know that a kli rishon could cook and it could transfer time, obviously, because usually it's harder to cook than to transfer time. So if something could cook, then you know that it could transfer time. So if you stick this milchig spoon into the pot of chicken soup, the kli rishon, then you have a problem. You have to be mishar shishim against it, and the spoon's going to be aser. That's what we learned in Tzadik Dalet, right? Now what happens if the soup, the hot soup, is in a kli sheni? What does a kli sheni mean? A kli sheni means it's in a kli that was not on the fire. You poured it from the pot of soup into a bowl. The bowl was not on the fire. So now this hot soup in the bowl, it's also hot. So if it cooled down already, we said already in the Kli Rishon, if it cooled down already below Yatzir Ledus, Mika Din, it doesn't really have the koyach to cook. It doesn't have the koyach to cause a blia either, according to 99% of the opinions, according to most opinions. Well, we'll talk soon more details. Okay? We'll assume that Mi'ikir Adin, it doesn't really have the koyach to cause even a blia once it cooled down below Yatzir Ledus. We're talking about Be'ikr, the question is a kli sheni when it's still hot, when it's still yatzir ledus. You could have that. You boil up the soup, you pour it into the bowl. So it might cool down a few degrees when you pour it into the bowl, but it still could be 150 degrees. And now you stick in the milchig spoon into the bowl. So now should we say that the milchig spoon becomes aser from the soup, or that the soup becomes aser from the milch of the spoon? So, coming back to Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara clearly tells us that a kli sheni cannot cook. Once you pour it into the bowl, so me'ikar hadin, you could put, besides for a few things that get cooked easily, a raw egg, a certain fish, kulyas ispinin, huh? Oh, That's a chumrah that's added later. But Meikar Adin, Mishnah mentions a few things that cook in a kli sheni. Everything else you're allowed to put in a kli sheni. Because the kli sheni cannot cook, even though it's hot, even though it's yatzei ledes, even though the temperature is yatzei ledes, it still does not have the koyach to cook. Why should there be a difference? There's a bunch of explanations. We're going to say Tosfos. That's the Iker explanation of the halacha. Tosfos' explanation is, even though the food, even though the soup is higher than yatzei ledes, but in order to cook, you need that the walls were also warm. You need that the walls of the kli, see the pot of soup, the pot itself is hot because the pot was on the fire. So therefore, as long as the soup that's inside the pot is above 110 degrees, we say it has the koyach to cook. The kli rishon. Masha inkein, when the soup is in the bowl, so even if the soup is 200 degrees when it's in the bowl, meaning let's say you boiled up the soup, mamish to boiling, 212, and then you poured it into the bowl, so right now it's still, didn't cool down yet so much. Right now it's still 190 degrees. If you put something in that bowl of soup, it won't cook it. Besides for those couple of exceptions that we said in Hilchos Shabbos. What's the chilek? If the hot soup that's in the pot of soup is 110 degrees, it can cook. The hot soup that's in the bowl, even in the case that it's 200 degrees, it can't cook. How's that? So explains Tosfos, because since in the pot, the walls were on the fire, so the kli was on the fire, so the walls are hot, so it cools down at a slower pace, and therefore, when you put something in, it has more of a koyach to cook it. Whereas in the bowl, even though at this point, the soup that's in the bowl is very, very hot, but it's cooling down at a more rapid pace because it's being cooled down by the walls of the bowl. And because it's on its way down, it does not have the koyach. Well, the soup in the pot is also on its way down, but it's not on its way down at such a rapid pace. So therefore, the soup in the bowl will not have the koyach to cook. So you could have a very weird thing. You could have that the soup in the bowl is even hotter than the soup in the pot.
What if it does cook something? Then it's not considered cooked?
No, so the Mishnah says examples of certain things that could get cooked. And those things you're not allowed to put even in a kli sheni. That's called kalei habishul, things that cook easily. Regular things don't cook so easily. Those things they can cook in a kli rishon, they can't cook in a kli sheni. Now halacha lemaisa, you all know that we don't put things in a kli sheni. We don't put raw foods in a kli sheni on Shabbos. We wait till a kli shlishi. That's because there's an additional chumrah that the Arayim points out that we don't know. There's actually two reasons for this chumrah. But the main reason for the chumrah is that we don't know which things fit into the category. You know, we assume that it's not just those three things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. You know, kulias ispanin, the maliach hayashan, and yeah, that those are the only things that can cook in a kli sheni. We assume that anything that's soft can maybe get cooked in a kli sheni. So therefore, we're machber by everything besides for those things that we know for sure don't cook in a kli sheni. There are two categories of food that we know for sure don't cook in a kli sheni: liquids and spices. That says in the Gemara that doesn't cook in a kli sheni. So those things we know. Meat also. So those things don't cook in a kli sheni. That we can put in a kli sheni. But everything else we're machmer and we only put them in a kli shlishi. Okay, so that's the halacha lemaaseh in terms of Shabbos. But you see from there that a kli sheni, there's a basic difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni. The kli sheni does not have the koyach to cook, meikar hadin. It's just that we're machmer on Shabbos is just because we're not bucky which are the kali habishal. But if you were asking in theory, a kli sheni does not have the koyach to cook. So therefore, the big question comes up over here. That's in terms of Shabbos. You could put things in a food because on Shabbos we don't care about transferring time. We only care about cooking. Okay, what happens? Does a kli sheni have the koyach to transfer tam? If I put a milchiga spoon in the bowl of chicken soup, that's yatzei ledes, will it transfer taste? We can't prove that. In the Gemara just says that a kli sheni doesn't cook. Maybe it doesn't cook, but it does transfer taste. So here we have three opinions. One opinion is, two opinions are brought here in the Shulchan Aruch. One opinion is no. The same way a kli sheni does not cook, it also does not transfer tam. This is the halacha, the way the Mechaber and the Ramah paskin. Same way a klisheni api halacha is cold. Right? You have a 200 degree soup that's in the bowl, chicken soup. If you're stuck in a milchig spoon, nothing. Take it out, wash it off. You don't need a kasher the spoon. And the soup is mutter. Now, the emes is the Mechaber and Ramah said, lechatchila, you should be choishes for those that say that a klisheni does make something aser. So it could be that if it's a spoon that you could kasher, like a metal spoon, you should kasher it. That's a side point. But a klisheni, the first opinion is that it does not aser at all. There's no bli or plata. Second opinion is that there is, that a klisheni can cause the tam to transfer, but only could a klipa. Even if it's yatzei ledes, it could only cause a kedei klipa. Can cause the taste to go through and through. Could only go kedei klipa. And the third opinion, that's the opinion of the Rashba. Second opinion, that it could only go kedei klipa. The Shach paskins like that one. And the third opinion, which is the opinion of the Tur, is that a klisheni, even a klisheni, can cause the, if it's yatzei ledes, it can cause the bulia bekulay can cause the taste to go through and through. And that's how the marshal paskin. So this is known as the shita of the marshal. And the taz paskin is this way. Unless it's hefsim maruba, then the paskin is like the mechaber and the ramah, that a klisheni doesn't cause the taste to transfer. You just wash it off. So again, so you have three opinions. One, that a klisheni that's yatzei ledes is nothing. That's the mechaber ramah. Doesn't answer at all. Then you have the Rashba, you have the Shavei the Shach Paskins, that it asks kadei klipa. And then you have the Tur, the Marshal, the Taz, and they say that it's kulay. Right, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.